You're listening to the MoneyWeb SAFM Market Update Podcast.
For those of you out there that are looking to start enterprising efforts in the solar space, be wary if you intend to import your solar panels. There's a new tariff that has been gazetted and signed off and already implemented effective yesterday. That is a tariff on the importation of solar panels, amongst other things. I'm joined on the line by the commissioner at the International Trade and Administration Commission, that is Ayabonga Tawe, to take a look at this and other developments in the space. Good evening, Commissioner. Lovely to speak to you again. We're now putting tariffs on solar products.
Good evening to you, Jeremy.
It's always a new thing.
And evening to your listeners, man. Thank you so much for having us.
Thanks for the time. Thanks for the time, Commissioner. What is the latest tariff? Can we just run through what it's being imposed on? We understand it is 10%, but 10% on what?
Thank you so much, Jimmy. Well, it's 10% on finished and assembled cells. So photovoltaic cells, in the scientific language, coming into the country. And really, I think it's been interesting for us to observe some of the commentary around this particular issue, a lot of people linking it to some of the other developments in this market coming from elsewhere. But I think it does have its own kind of longer history in South Africa, this push to try and ensure that our transition towards more renewable forms of energy is also linked to building some capability on the assembly and manufacturing side of things here at home. And I think some of our listeners would know that the first policy foray into this was in 2003, the White Paper on Renewable Energy, which came out that year, which had really tied, I guess, the fortunes of our transition, not just to ensuring that we diversify how we generate energy, but we also are able to leverage some of the industrial and manufacturing opportunities that might arise from that. And I think this measure is really about that. But we also do recognize, of course, that we are in the process of implementing an energy action plan, which needs as much renewable energy coming online at a household and a firm level as is possible. And that's why the announcement of this, Jimmy, to just maybe correct your introduction there, has also come with an accompanying rebate.
Mm.
Because we recognize that the supply capability in the country might not be sufficient to meet the demand, but I think the tariff itself at the level that you just indicated is a strong enough signal for some protective cover for those who might want at the necessary scale to make those investments in the country.
Absolutely. That was going to be my next point to come to is usually when you and I have these discussions, they're centered around protectionism, especially of the local economy. And I suppose that's why you'd impose a tariff like this. But then if there is insufficient supply or not enough manufacturers that are based locally, does that not then defeat the purpose of wanting to transition?
Well, that's the issue precisely. But I think in this instance, it's complicated somewhat, Jimmy, by the significant amount of firm exit we've seen in this market.
Mm.
If you look back 5 years ago, you probably had a lot more firms in the solar assembly and kind of manufacturing than we probably have now, where you have a few players kind of located in our SEZs who are doing this work. And a lot of that exit has been primarily as a result of the stop and start nature of the demand profile associated with the main renewables project at the time, which was the a renewable energy integrated power producer program. I think subsequent to that, we've kind of seen a surge in demand, both from households and even firms outside of the REAP program, which has kind of stabilized the demand profile somewhat from that situation where you had one source of demand that was largely driven by public procurement. And so in a sense, we do recognize that in the short to medium term, you might not have domestic capability on the back of those firm exits to be able to meet all of the demand. And that's why we make provision for that in the rebate, so that this trade measure doesn't, unnecessarily raise the costs of importing solar panels when one has to do so because the domestic market can't meet their specification or can't necessarily meet their order requirements. And so it's that balancing act that we're trying to arrive at here rather than kind of, protectionism, crude and simple.
Mm.
In a market, by the way, I must add, Jimmy, where all manner of reports from similar authorities the world over are lamenting overcapacity, are lamenting significant capability being built in one country. And you would have seen the front page of The Economist over the last week or so, talking to this issue. And so in a sense, really, it's about trying to make sure that we balance those scales to the degree that is possible, but in so doing, also to send a signal to crowd in any future prospective investment into this particular market, which, if one looks at the integrated resource plan, is going to be with us for a very long time.
Mm. Commissioner, you touched on the household aspect of it, and I want to look at that for a second. Is this not going to make the solutions more expensive for households?
Well, certainly not in the short term, Jimmy. And I think this is the point we are making. That part of it is that you have to make, for many of the wholesalers who would feed the household demand, you want to make sure that the terms on which they access the imports don't change in the short term. But we do envisage, of course, that, you know, at some point in the medium to long term, you will have domestic players or even agents of international firms beginning to assemble some of these locally with the adequate scale economies and the efficiencies that would allow them to compete on some of the prices. But I think also at a fundamental level for the consumers who are listening on the call, we must also accept that much of the very low prices that one might access these panels, on the one hand, have to do with productivity advances and technological superiority in China, yes. But to some degree, parts of it also have to do with the very deep protection that this sector has received in China, the very deep support in the form of subsidies, concessional funding, and all manner of other measures that has effectively allowed this sector to enjoy the dominance it does, not just in our South African market, but in other markets as well. And I think you've seen this in how the European Union has responded with their own probe, and similarly, too, over the last few weeks or so, how the Biden administration in the U.S. has also responded, slapping tariffs on this and electric vehicles and even some of the kind of, materials and precursor materials that go into battery technology.
Mm. Commissioner, what about our own government? I mean, it's one thing to say that the Chinese as manufacturers have kind of really protected this and built this out on that side. But yeah, on our side as well, our government has been on this just energy transition drive since the 6th administration. We're now in the 7th administration. We've been funded by international counterparts, the likes of Germany, the likes of Nordic countries. Why are we not then able to increase our own local manufacturing capacity, because we have the financial resources from the government's perspective?
Well, look, I mean, I think it's one thing to say we have the financial resources. It's something entirely altogether to go into what's under the bonnet of some of the commitments attached to that money. And I'm certainly not qualified to speak to that, Jim.
Mm.
But I do want to say that this commitment to renewable energy and industrializing on the back of that is even older than the 7th administration. It was the 2nd administration in 2003 that put out a white paper and said all the advances in renewable energy must be married to building capabilities to either assemble, to either kind of do intellectual property work and all manner of other activities related to this transition. And so that policy places an obligation on us, much like the REAP's local content requirements place an obligation on those who participate in the public procurement element. I think the task we have now is to begin to build a compact as part of the national dialogue process, where we persuade one another with those in the private sector who are incentivized by Section 12i income tax incentive to start to make use of a lot more of local product as opposed to some of the more kind of accessible imported stuff that we're starting to see has surged into the country over the last while. And so in a way, part of it, yes, is about what you do with the kind of state income statement and the balance sheet of the government. But I think a big part of this is it will only work, we will only get the scale and volumes of demand that make manufacturing worthwhile if the private sector and households, you and me, begin to kind of seek out the domestic alternatives. And we hope we can work with our friends at Proudly SA and others to at least give some signal and mark that says this solar panel or kind of this solar component or the other is assembled in the country, and therefore as a consumer you can then on the back of that make some informed choice.
And certainly this is an industry we can make the most of and we can use to our advantage. I mean, we have the potential to create more than 25,000 jobs, more than 15 billion rand in investment. And it's about how we make the most of it. I suppose we'll have to leave it at that. Commissioner, thanks so much for those insights. That's Commissioner at the International Trade and Administration Commission, Ayabonga Tawe, on the latest tariffs that are being imposed on solar products, a tariff of about 10%.
You've been listening to another MoneyWeb SAFM Market Update podcast, uploaded weekdays at 7 p.m. For more MoneyWeb podcasts, go to moneyweb.co.za or the app and follow MoneyWeb News for daily updates.